I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting from beautiful South Bermondsey, this is Achtung Millwall.
Down the middle. He's got Elliot overlapping him. Can he find him?
Yes! Jim Wallace! For free! Neil Gregory! Oh, Jim Wallace! Lee Gregory! The back is shining to the middle! For free! Royce McGivern does! Oh, yeah! What a game! What a game! What entertainment! What drama!
Good afternoon, one and all. Welcome to Achtung Millwall, the number one Millwall podcast. My name is Nick Hart. Welcome to the Den. It's FA Cup quarter final day, dear listeners. How about that? For the visit of Brighton and Hove Albion. 16,000 sellout crowd. I've got a glittering panel alongside me, all the way from Scandinavian Sweden, Mr. Doug Hume.
Good afternoon. Looking forward to it, I think.
All the way from Scotland, Mr. Neil Andrews.
Harris Houck.
Two teams just entered the pitch past the full paraphernalia of the modern TV-focused FA Cup tie, the ball on the little stand, the Emirates FA Cup sheets of paper on the floor. And here's another glittering array of talent, Mr. Aaron Paul.
Roy Green, inject it into my veins, mate.
They're all here today, dear listeners. Mr. Aaron Paul, Radio 5 Live, star of stage and screen. Big game today. I saw it as described as a free hit, which it is in a sense. The focus obviously must be the league. Today's team is big news, I suppose. No Jordan Archer in the squad. There's David Martin in goal. Full house. Then in good old days. It's a lovely day. It's been very sunny, windy day, but the clouds just coming over. A little bit of rain in the air, and the atmosphere is now warming to today's events. Brighton wearing a curious gold and brown number, reminiscent of the old Coventry kit. The brown rarely has any place on a football kit in my lexicon, dear listeners, but there we are. That's what they're wearing. How much impact will the Den make on these Brighton players will be the question, really. The Lions starting 11 is weakened. We've got three-man midfield of Williams, Leonard, and Tunnicliffe. Aidan O'Brien's up front. Jed Wallace, Shane Ferguson on the wings. Defence is Alex Pearce, who I thought was cup-tied, but clearly he's able to start today's game. Jake Cooper, Marlon Romeo. I'm guessing Ferguson actually further back. But anyway, we'll see. We'll see as the play unfolds. Did you get your email asking you not to make homophobic comments, dear listeners? I did. How many FA inquiries will we get out of today's proceedings? There's a female linesman down there. What could go wrong? What can possibly go wrong? Good atmosphere, dear listeners. Aaron's got a packet of Jelly Babies Tropical. So that's how diverse we are here at the Everton. Lions going to be kicking this off, attacking the away end in accordance with the Mill Act 1873. Away we go, dear listeners. FA Cup football. It's Mr. Mickey Simpson. Welcome to the show, Mick.
Welcome, welcome.
And children. Wait, you're looking at me very suspiciously. Rightly so, rightly so. Lee Gregory leading the line, not Aidan O'Brien, as I waffled on about. O'Brien's on the wing. Tush. The mood lifted wonderfully by that win up at Birmingham on Tuesday night. Good performance, good defensive play, break, goal scored on the break, really good win. Which produced a slightly lighter atmosphere for today's proceedings. Long ball forwards there, this is Gregory chasing it down over on the right side. It's going to be a more throwing halfway inside. The Brighton half, 2 minutes on the clock. Taken. This is Sean Williams. I'll probably do like a rerun of the team at some point. Nice piece about Aidan O'Brien in the newspaper yesterday. He's doing a kind of like a knife crime, anti-knife crime initiative. Got some TV coverage about it. But certainly a piece of the Times about his work. The ball forwards. This is Marlon Romans in space. Ball back into the mix. This is Lee Gregory. He's back to goal. No one there. There's now thanks to Jed Wallace. That's a shot across the face of the goal. Going to go for a throw-in. Right, start for the Lions, dear listeners. 3 minutes. Neil Harris speaking to the news of then said one of his players will want to leave the pitch a hero this afternoon. Who's it going to be? Who will be the hero? It's Murray Wallace versus Everton. Who will be the hero today? It'd be nice to see Aidan O'Brien get a goal. I quite like him as a player. I know that he has many, many critics, but I've always liked him. His kind of consistency is his issue. But he's certainly getting a chance today coming on the left wing. The place is packed today. One or two seats knocking around, not many. 4 minutes into the game. It's going to be a Millwall throw. Ferguson will take. Kind of in line with the edge of the penalty area. But Gregory loses out slightly. It's come back in towards him again. Nice little touch there, Lee Gregory. Edge of the penalty area. He takes a shot. That's cannonaded off the Brighton defender for a come off a Millwall player for a goal kick. I thought it was a corner for a second. 4.5 minutes. Manchester City, Watford, Wolverhampton Wanderers already in the semi-finals. None of them with fancy Millwall, that's for sure. Long ball forwards towards Lee Gregory, who's chasing it down. The six is putting him under pressure. The female linesman's put the flag up, so we'll be getting put straight over on that far side. I thought Alex Pearce looked really good up at Birmingham on Tuesday. Leadership on the pitch and evident in the post-game huddle. We need some leadership at the moment. This is an early chance for Brighton to put the ball into our penalty area. It's on the left side, free kick. Ticking towards the 7th minute now. Here it comes. A little faint, the 11 takes, and that's headed close range by Ferguson. Back into trouble. That should run through to David Marsden. And does, dear listeners. It's on a little run. I thought he'd lost the ball. He's done well. He's gone past two or three players and then bundled over at a critical moment, wins a free kick just when he was losing control there, Doug.
I think that made up for the one they just got the other end, exactly the same. Nothing in it, but then mine will take the free kick.
Free kick for the Lions on the left. In it comes to Cooper, gets his head to it, taken by the goalkeeper well enough.
Referee
played
advantage anyway.
Yeah, it's pulling, isn't it? Jake Cooper, all lovely. Image of Chris Hughton on screen, he's a decent manager at this level, Premier League, lower level. He seems to do a job for teams. He's doing a job for Brighton at the moment. I've got a lot of respect for him. Never seems to get big jobs, but he gets this kind of level of job, doesn't he? Ex-Spurs player, of course. Ball into the mix, and that's hoofed away by Jake Cooper. I think Lions are playing possession football, Doug. Have you ever seen this before?
Have they changed shirts or something? I'm not quite sure what's going on there. But
it's Marlon.
We're going to score now. We haven't seen that for a while.
This is Wallace from distance, blocked. Falls now to Williams, blocked. Brighton players putting bodies on the line. It falls now to Shane Ferguson on the left-hand side. Now he's going to have a throw-in. 13 minutes, 14 minutes. Crowd really getting behind the Lions. Brighton, of course, a club slightly relaunched by the construction of their Falmer Stadium after some years in the wilderness playing at Gillingham
for a while, and then the Withdean Athletics Stadium, which I think is like a college athletics facility with a few 6,000 or 7,000 capacity. And the real dark days for the club. Now they've obviously relaunched themselves totally in the Premier League as a kind of a proper Premier League side, a proper Premier League level stadium. But for some years that was not on the cards. The old Goldstone Ground. Anyone ever went to the Goldstone Ground? That's now a shopping, like a trade, retail park. The Goldstone Retail Park. Seen famously of the 1991 playoff semi-final where we got beat 4-1, and Mick McCarthy's rush of blood, they changed tactics and formation for a one-off game of no great import other than the chance to win a place in the Premier League, but got beat 4-1 down there, and the rest is history.
Really heavy discussion going on between it's not Jake Cooper. Hold on a minute. No, the discussion's over. But there was a really heavy discussion going on in the Millwall back line. I don't know what it's about, but they seem kind of steady at the moment. But I don't know, there's something not quite right.
Not panicky. Yeah. Panicky defence. Club motto, what's all that is in Latin, panicky defence. Defensus panicus. We're actually keeping the ball quite nicely. We're playing it around. Whether that's what they're discussing, don't play it around, just hoof it. Maybe that's what Cooper's saying, I don't know. We've played some nice. That was a poor ball there from Cooper. 19 minutes coming up on the stadium clock. We've largely contained Brighton so far. I think we've looked the brighter of the two teams, but you do get a sense that as the game goes along, Brighton will come into it more. They certainly not looked all that so far. I mean, this is a makeshift looking Lions 11. It's certainly not a first choice 11, that's for sure. So I suppose there will be confabs on field about who should be where and who's doing what. As it is, it's a Millwall free kick over on the right, just a few yards inside the Brighton half, coming towards 21 minutes. That's a lot chance to chip ball from Pierce. That's in towards Cooper there, or Williams rather. And then let go by Leonard, unfortunately. One abiding memory of the Goldstone Ground, just going back to the Goldstone, mid-70s game, went down to Brighton. It was an old school, three sides of terracing, I think one side of seating, if memory serves. We had like some terracing on the side, and they were relieving everyone of their newspapers. There was a scare story of something called a mill brick, which is a method of folding newspaper to make an offensive weapon out of a newspaper. And this thing had taken hold in the papers, one of these kind of social scares that take place, moral panic. And everyone had to throw away their Evening News or Evening Standard or NME or whatever they had on them. It's a huge pile of newsprint. 76-77-ish away game at Brighton, which I think we got beat at. We never seem to do well at Brighton, in my experience.
It's a scruffy game, Aaron. Lee Gregory looks different, Gravy, though. Just like working hard, even at Birmingham on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Just creating things. It's so much
you
better.
Stop working. Throw for the Lions. Left side. Throwing towards Lee Gregory. It drops to Ryan Leonard. Hits him on the back. It runs across the middle. This is Tony Cliff. Now Marlowe on the right side. Marlowe cuts inside. One touch too many. One touch too many there. 26 minutes. Ball breaks out left. Brighton on the break now. They run into trouble. It's going to go for a throw-in. Ticking towards 27 minutes. The 11's got it on the right. Trying to twist and turn. Trying to work space for a cross. The 24's got it now. Chance to bring it in. It is brought in. Shot from the edge of the penalty. Martin takes. Martin takes with the shot. Good save. Kind of a slap shot. Bobbling shot. Martin held on to it. 27 minutes. There's a sight you don't see. There's like a drone shot at the Den, higher. So it must have like a blimp up there or something. It's quite an interesting shot on the big screen. It's a shot at the stadium from above, a bird's eye view. In comes the ball, headed down by Jake Cooper. This is Lee Gregory taking turn over the bar. 28 minutes. Nice effort.
Nice effort. As a woman from Barnsley once told me, it's like watching Brazil.
Brazil, West Germany, what other World Cup winners would you compare this team to, Doug?
It's not France, is it?
Not France.
Yugoslavia 64.
Baby in arms on the screen, fast asleep in among the seats. That ball's running through. Martin will collect on 29 minutes. Little moment of panic as the Mill defence chased it down, but he made his ground well there, David Martin. There was a slight lull. We've now made a bit of a comeback into the game. We're starting to take the game once more to Brighton. 30 minutes, coming almost 31 minutes. For most of my Millwall supporting life, quarter-finals are rare occurrences, if ever, Doug. We had one in 78, didn't we, quarter-final? against Ipswich.
With all the coffins around.
That's never happened, did they? They were rare. They seem to come along like buses now.
Yeah, no, it's the one with all the coffins around the outside of the pitch, wasn't it? When it all kicked off.
In 85. They were always connected with Riot, didn't they? Millwall quarter-final and Riot went hand in hand. So we're talking about 78, Ipswich. Luton, 85, of course, famously. And then 2004, which was Tranmere over two games, isn't it? It was a replay up at Tranmere, which we won 2-1 up there.
This has to be done today, though.
This has to be done to a finish, yeah.
Extra
time, then penalties, isn't it, I think. Quarter final in 2013 was against Blackburn. Oh, again, that was a replay, wasn't it? Blackburn, we drew at home, 0-0. 36 minutes. Game's balanced. I think overall the Lions have looked the brighter side, Doug, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, they've had the one chance that Martin just saved, and that's pretty much been it.
I suppose no clear-cut chances for us. But
No, a few close. The ball starts running for us, you never know.
Those are the quarterfinals of my Millwall supporting life, dear listeners, since 1972, since I started going. Obviously, going back still further, you'd have the 1937 Cup run, I guess. I don't know if we have had any others. Did we make the quarterfinals in the 1950s, 57, 58? Around about then? I don't think we did. Listeners will be able to correct me on my Mill history there. It's a long ball forwards for Leonard to chase down. It's too long. 38 and a half minutes. Leonard's gone flying over the series of advertising hoardings. But it's okay. Sun's come out in gloomy earlier on. It's Mill gloom. I like Mill gloom. There's a sunny day. Bright sunshine on one half of the pitch, shadow on the other. Long ball forwards from Pierce towards Gregory. It does fall into the path now of Tunnicliffe on the right side, coming towards 40 minutes. Just a few minutes to go to half time. The Lions have done very well to be in the game against this kind of illustrious opposition. Brighton have had probably the best chance of the half so far, that header downwards. 3 minutes to go of regular time, plus any extra time that the referee concedes. We're just astounded at the sausage roll that Mick's just eaten. We're just primarily crumbed. In comes the ball over the heads of everyone. It's going to be headed wide of the left post. That was £3.80 for a sausage roll. You paid them. I mean, it was Greggs would be ashamed of themselves because it's full of bits.
Mr. Gregg is turning in his grave.
I think we should sub it out of Greggs. That's, I mean, for £3.80, honestly. That's,
I mean, it looks like what you lay in the bottom of a rabbit
pork,
touch.
Look at Paul yeah. Bermondsey mile effort.
No, none of that bollocks.
Fucking hell.
But another sterling catering effort from the team here down.
That's the half-time break, dear listeners. It's 0-0 at the break. I'd say we're doing all right, Doug. We're not really carving out any chances there, mate, are we?
No, but we're not losing either. We're still in it. So
they haven't looked much, so a good show. I'm going to have a jelly baby off of Aaron. Half time, 0-0.
You're listening to Act on Millwall, the CBL Magazine podcast. It's the number one Millwall show and a rich source of wit, repartee, and football wisdom. If you like us, why don't you give us 5 stars and a kind review on the Apple Podcast app? If you do, I'll love you a long time.
Lions coming back out onto the pitch. Brian have been out for a few minutes. Here come the Lions for the second half. We will be attacking the Coldwell Lane end in the second period. It's got very grey. Sky is leaden. Bit of rain in there, I think. It's got to be settled today, dear listeners. This has got to be played to a finish. There's extra time. And then there's penalty shootout. Let's hope it don't come to that. Yeah, it does look stormy clouds away over Canary Wharf off in the distance. Doug's got to get a flight back to Stockholm after the game. Monday morning, back in tomorrow.
Dropped. At least the wind's dropped. Coming in, it was horrible.
I bet it was, really yeah. There we are. These are the links people will go to follow the Lions. Second half is underway, as you will have gathered. 17,137, 2,338 away fans in here today. 17,137. That's one of the bigger attendances at the new stadium. Still call it new stadium. There have been bigger, but not many bigger in its time, in its 25 years. 2,338 away fans. So that's a good show. We have some Gilets Jaunes security down at the entrance to block one and the one at block two, I see as well. So I'm not sure if there's any hint of unrest around. Copper earlier on as well. Yeah, Copper's down there too, so we'll keep you updated on the security situation.
The supervisor's here as well.
Supervisors.
Just to let you know, the supervisor is here.
Heavy duty. It's heavy duty. Gregory chases it down, the ball rattles through. Goalkeeper manages to recover the situation there. 48 minutes. That was almost Gregory through on goal from a ricochet. Straightforward ball being followed back to the goalkeeper, whose clearance seemed to cannon off his defender, almost allowing Gregory through on goal. But unfortunately, goalkeeper had the extra yards pace there. Wind swirling around the stadium. There's a microphone down and a kind of an Emirates FA Cup little publicity piece flying around, rubbish in the air. Flags at full mast. And the crowd getting behind the Lions. Through. Jed's chasing back to the goalkeeper. He should collect that easily enough and does. Puts it up in the air, a little bit panicky into the breeze. Ball bouncing over the Bryan end. A little bit of head tennis. This is O'Brien now on the left side. Kind of got an apocalyptic air about it, the Den, when it comes out of these moments, doesn't it? It's like the Canary Wharf is now shrouded in rain off in the distance. It's almost like the gods of football have taken displeasure with something. Perhaps an FA inquiry or something. And now they're rumbling. Yeah, I know. Rain pouring down now. Absolutely bucketing down out there. 50 minutes. Comes towards 51 minutes. Off to our right above the Coldblow Lane end. Bright skies. So dark skies, bright skies, floodlights on. All we need are the four horsemen of the apocalypse. This is Brian in possession in their own half, being chased down by the Millbrows. That's a long ball forwards. He's going to run through to Dave Martin. If he can collect it, he can. Pretty extreme out there. I mean, the rain is really bucketing down at the moment in waves. So for Lions, probably ideal circumstances, really. Now or never, isn't it? Now or never. I did see a bloke earlier on. He was in like shorts and a short sleeve shirt, like you would wear on a Balearic beach somewhere.
He's a Glasgow Lion, isn't he?
Free kick from Millwall, 53rd minute, 53 and a half minutes. Pierce, right side. Long ball forwards. There's an old favourite song. The Billy Boy, isn't it? The sectarian song. But not sung with any sectarianism around here, dear listeners. We're totally politically correct, if the FA's listening.
What's caused this, I reckon?
Brexit's caused the weather.
Yeah.
Never rained before Brexit.
It hasn't. Never used to. Now look.
All breaks. This is Brighton now. 56 minutes. It's a 7, just outside the edge of the penalty. We'll try a shot. Back to the way by Dave Martin. Back to, on the right side into Brighton's possession. The Lions defence stands firm and Cooper clears. Nice work there. 56 and a half minutes. It's anyone's game. The crowd sense it. I mean, both teams know it. It's anyone's game. It's whoever reacts to these conditions the best. Interesting article by Danny Shittu in the South London Press, talking about his final days. Scoring, of course, of that last quarter-final appearance goal against Blackburn up there at Ewood Park. But referring to his differences, I suppose you'd call it, with Ian Holloway. I'm sure there's no news in that, but he spoke about the politics causing him to lose faith with the game slightly. It's an interesting article. He's not been back to the Den since, apparently. He's slightly lost his will to play. I know he's at the end of his career anyway, so the ball breaks. This is Brighton now, 17, coming down to the 7 now on the right. Nice work by Ferguson there. It's gone for a goal kick. The Lady Linesman came through. Take back what you said about her earlier on, Doug Hume. Ball down the left foot, header on. He finds Lee Gregory. Gregory coming into this. Is Jed Wallace into the box. Shot cannons against the goalkeeper. Little moment of panic there as Wallace broke down the left side, but Brighton do bring it away now. 58 minutes. There's a chance there for the Lions. Snow, rain, drizzle, drake, whatever you want to call it. Not quite as heavy, but still there. We'll play back to the Brighton goalkeeper's Mill fans howl for a free kick. We're not going to get it from the referee. sliding tackle from Marlon Romeo, just overhit from the cross there. So we'll say sorry, says Marlon to the 30. Calls for him to be hit rather than shake his hands, as is traditional at the Den. Always one of the cries at the old Den was, don't shake his hand, hit him. Which I always loved as a kid, I always thought that was...
Rear Harry, we'll finish him off.
Little 1-2 with... one is by Sean Williams. Can Sean get a shot on goal? It is right at the centre of the goal, and the goalkeeper takes. Little moment there. Nice little work down the right side. Shot on target, but straight at the goalkeeper. Ticking towards 67 minutes, halfway point of the second half. It's been a more open second half from the Lions' perspective. Couple of chances, clear-cut chances. The best being that one there for Jed Wallace a few moments ago. But we're starting to come into it. Brighton will also feel they've got every chance to take the game as well. They've not been brilliant, but they're still in the game themselves, and they will regard any kind of result here today as being a massive bonus. Hughton did say that their priority obviously is Premier League survival. There's a challenge there on Ferguson by the 22. Crowd howling for a red card. I think it would be harsh if he gets a red. Probably a yellow. Over on the far left. The players arguing his case strongly. What's the referee going to do here? Nothing, it looks like.
The man who made the challenge, Martin Montoya, obviously from Barcelona. This must be a real change from the Nou Camp and the Bernabeu.
What do you think?
The glamour.
Here come the Lions on the break. This is Wallace on the left side there. Falls to O'Brien. Ball back into the middle. Into the corner. Left side of corner. 68 minutes. Lions starting to press forwards.
How are we in relegation trouble?
That's a good question, Neil. Because we don't bring our A game to every match, that's the problem. Left sided corner, chance for the Lions again. It will be Williams that takes. In it comes, it's deep. It's for the club. What a moment, what an occasion to choose. 1-0 for the Lions, going to 70 minutes, 20 minutes to go, dear listeners.
I deserve that.
Well, there we are.
Alex Pearce has been very, very good over the past few games. Someone who's coming for criticism as well, Alex Pearce.
Yeah.
A lot of people questioning why he's even involved over the past couple of games. But there you go, brilliant header from an experienced centre-half. Gives Millwall a very deserved lead.
Real leadership last Tuesday up at Birmingham, a critical win up there. And here we are, we're looking, 20 minutes from the semi-final. Fucking hell, what a season. A drab, dreary season. Now suddenly illuminated by this streak. Still 20 to go though. Count chickens before they hatch. Plus one. Long way to go still, but I just want to name check Ryan Leonard. I thought it was a point of great performance. And Tunnicliffe, in all fairness. The two midfield has done a huge amount of work out there this afternoon. Win or lose, or whatever becomes of us, I just want to name check those at this stage, because I both have stood out to my eye as the game's gone along. As it is, we've got a free kick to defend here, 72nd minute. Rain's pouring down again, needs to stay switched on. Left side across into the mix, headed wide. Little moment where everyone throws, headed wide.
That was a good chance.
Headed wide right. In a dire season, this will really lift the club, and we've needed a boost. That win up at Birmingham is a boost. This is a massive boost. Like the Everton game, we've raised everyone's spirits in what's otherwise been a fairly mundane season, where we're still not completely out of the woods in the league, but this really does fall into the category of a great Millwall run if we can sustain this win today. Right-sided corner for Brighton. In the the swirling rain of the Den. And it comes, goalkeeper takes. Goalkeeper was jostled and hoofed it by defenders. Referee gives a free kick. Dangerous moment survived. 75 minutes. A great Mill performance today, the whole team. I think it's worth saying that because we don't know how this is going to work out yet. But the whole team have brought their top game to today's proceedings. That's all we could have asked for at the start of the afternoon. As it is, we're leading at 1-0 and there are now 13 minutes to go. Ryan Leonard breaking from midfield, coming down the middle. Will he have a go? He's worth a go. He's tried a shot. It's straight into the arse of the Brighton defender. It does break for Wallace on the right hand side. Takes his man on. Wins space inside the penalty area. What can he do? Can he find space?
Crossing, couldn't tell you who scored it. I think it's Aidan O'Brien. Let's wait for Mr. Five for now. I think Aidan. It is Aidan. The goal scorer. I predicted Aidan O'Brien to score a goal. Seventh son.
Very quiet all second half. He's not done much at all.
But this is Aidan O'Brien, Doug. He's a goal scorer. He's a striker. And he might only get the one chance and they do nothing else.
We'll take it.
2-0 Millwall. 80 minutes on the stadium clock. This has been a magnificent second half by Millwall. I thought we, as we said earlier on, we hadn't created many chances in the first half. But the second half, we've really taken the game to Brighton. When the game was in the balance, we're the ones that have come up with the goals. Still 10 minutes to go. We don't want to go conceding anything at the moment. Ball into the middle. That's headed wide left by... Sebastian Murray, isn't it? Mainly downwards and leftwards.
Just on the old social media report, there are plenty of Cheltenham fans who are very, very upset, as are Palace fans, as are pretty much most other football fans.
Well, the FA will be pleased. The FA will be pleased.
I mean, City at the Den would have been lovely.
That would have been so good.
See,
Pep would have had an experience.
Seeing Pep walking down Zampa Road, absolutely shitting himself.
He's gone from super nil, well, from you come Harris.
Super nil.
Only last week, Doug.
Yeah, he was, yeah. And he's back.
Now it's super nil Harris.
I know.
Should have been up a ball and he's come this and come that.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Change it, Harris. Now he's super nil.
That's it. That's what it is, we're so fucking finical. It's fucking
bipolar, it's fat. It's psychological split. Substitution's coming off here. This is... O'Brien's coming out. Meredith is coming in. 84 minutes. Tremendous round of applause. I was going to criticise Aidan O'Brien. I thought he hasn't shown much. But just as he scored the goal, I managed to swallow my words. Brian in position. As we saw with Swansea yesterday, I mean, this is no Man City. Believe me, dear listeners, Brian have not looked anywhere close to the heights that team can reach. A shot from this, that's blocked. Cooper clears. You've got to be careful in these late stages. Late goals can enliven the opposition. And we've got to be 100% switched on. 86 and a half minutes. And we've still got some work to do. Here comes Brighton into a little bit of danger there on the right side. That's ball bouncing around. We've got to be careful. There's 2-1. And Ryan's got a late goal. Nice finish. Take and turn inside the box. We do need to stay switched on here, dear listeners.
Jurgen Lacardia with the finish.
Yes, well. Misheard by not Napoleon. Bacardia. Bacardia and Coke. Rather than Bonaparte. Well, that's going to make for a nervy last 2 minutes or so. 4 minutes time allowed, dear listeners. 4 minutes to see this through. Can we do it? Ryan's sitting behind the ball. This worries me, dear listeners. 24, we've crossed the ball in now. We're a little bit under pressure. Martin takes. Nicely done, Dave Martin. As the ball floated into the middle penalty area. Free kick awarded. Going to be a right-sided free kick. Dangerous position. Chance for Brighton to get the ball into the middle. Maybe a minute to go. The goalkeeper's asking if he wants to come forwards. He does send him forwards. The goalkeeper's come forwards. Don't see that very often, do you? Going to be a chance for Brighton to get the ball into the middle. They've got men forwards, the whole line of Mill players on the edge of the penalty area. Need to see this through, dear listeners. This is bad for your nerves. Bad for a man of my age. In it comes. Oh, it's gone in the net. Oh, mistake after all that good work by Martin. 2 each. Ah. Sloppy, what a sloppy goal to concede so late. What a gutter for a player who's played so well through the game. Well, we're looking at extra time, Doug, but as you say, we've got no one out there to create anything, have we? Sense of stunned bewilderment around the stadium. I don't know how long there is to go, it can't be long. And then we're going to go into extra time. This will be a makeshift extra time, that's for sure, dear listeners, with the more defenders we've got out there than the creatives. There's the end of real time. They're 30 minutes extra time. He actually had it in his hands and it went through him. This Archer-esque mistake. And there we are. So close. As it is, we've got 30 more minutes to go through, dear listeners.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Achtung, Millwall.
The question is, can Mill raise their heads? Can they get us some kind of formation that's going to get us through 30 minutes and probably take us to penalties? That's probably our aim from here onwards, I'd say, Doug.
With 3 centre-halves on, yeah, we're not going to be attacking too much, are we?
Yeah, dead and buried at 5 to go, and then we managed to cock it up. There we are. Shut. Unfortunately, the goalkeeper's only ever judged by his errors, isn't he? He's one of those players where you make an error, you can see the goal. It's nature of the business. He's done well, David Martin, this afternoon. But a howler to give Brighton the second goal, 2-2, which takes us to extra time. Mill will be attacking the away end in the first period of extra time. 15 to go. Away we go. Just trying to debate the substitution rules. We've obviously brought some defensive substitutions on in regular time. Apparently we can make one extra substitution in extra time, Aaron's telling me. I don't know that rule, so I don't know how that's going to work. But anyway, Canary Wharf illuminated in blue skies, sunny blue skies. There we are. You want to play the cards as they're dealt, dear listeners, do you not? We look set up to sit behind the ball, really, and try and defend our way through this period, don't we?
That's what they're doing. Nobody's attacking it now at all.
No. I'm trying to think, last time I saw a penalty shootout. Maybe a League Cup game a long time ago, 20 years ago. I'm trying to think of the last penalty shootout. Let's ask Neil. Last penalty shootout?
Huh?
Last penalty shootout, I'm trying to think when we had one in the League Cup.
When Archer made his debut.
A little while ago. It's going to be a Ryan Leonard long throw. He wants Cooper forwards. Hutchinson will drop back. Cooper's gone straight in on the goalkeeper, on the goal line. Leonard's throw is short, unfortunately. Falls to Hutchinson, just outside the blind. He's going to put the ball back into the mix, I would think. He does. In towards Cooper, he gets ahead to it. Back from Morrison. Meredith takes a shot, it falls to Marlon Rossova on the volley. As the ball travelled rightwards, it fell to Marlon on the volley. It's always going to be a tough chance. Blasts it high. Chance for Millwall, 5.5 minutes on the clock of the first period. Brighton trying to work space, come towards the 11th minute. They've got a lot of possession across the middle of our half. Lions sitting behind the ball. I know our options will be very limited, but we are kind of inviting them on. They've got the ball out wide left at the moment. They're going to get a chance to put the ball into the middle. This is a 26, floats it in rightwards, and that's hoofed clear after a fashion, but straight back to Brighton's possession. The endurance of pressure, extra time. Suddenly looks like an FA Cup tie where a Premier League team is playing a lesser side. For the most of the afternoon's game, it hasn't looked like that. The ball thrown into the middle, that's over the head of the forward for a goal kick in the wall. Brilliant sunshine, the den is there in brilliant sunshine. Shadows cast across the pitch, blue skies above Canary Wharf. There's a rainbow across the Coldplay Lane end. Does that mean there's a pot of gold? Maybe it's renewals pot of gold at the end of the... Is there a regeneration scheme at the end of the rainbow, though?
Well, hopefully we're attacking that in second half. That might be where the goal goes in.
That's the end of the first period of the first half of extra time. Nervy game. Obviously, the atmosphere inside the ground is now completely shot through after that gutting finish to regular time, but... 15 to go, it's still actually winnable. I mean, there was that opportunity that fell to Marlon. If we can get the ball forwards, if Steve Morrison can actually produce some energy, some legs from somewhere, we can still cause Brighton some danger.
I think he's been drinking too much of that Husky hot chocolate.
I think he has, mate.
Achtung, Mehlball.
Lions lining up for the second period of extra time. Just watching the... Neil's phone, that looks like it's a very bad error, to be absolutely honest, by David Martin. Straightforward cross put into his own net from his hands. There we are, we can't keep dwelling on that. We've got 15 to go, sun shines out, Lions going to be attacking the Coldplay Lane end in the second period of extra time, and then we have the nerves of penalty shootout. If we get through it, of course. Brighton coming down our right side in the first minute of the second period of extra time. Chance to cross the ball in, that's taken low by Dave Martin, number 16. A real shame that error is actually, because he's done well this afternoon for me, David Martin. And unfortunately, you're only judged on your errors in this world. But I remember an old boy when I first started work all those years ago for the civil services. The essence of the civil service, Nick, is don't make any errors, so therefore don't do anything. Don't make any mistakes. And you're judged on your mistakes. And that's sage advice, I've never forgotten it. Yeah, the rainbow is a real rainbow touching the Coldplay Lane end. It's one of the most romantic sights I've ever seen at the Den. Strange circumstances for it, but there we are. Both teams will be tired legs out there this afternoon. I mean, both have given everything that they've got to the day. Brighton will probably see themselves as having some touch of fortune to get that late equaliser, but they're certainly looking the more dangerous side, I think, as the extra time wears on. 19 tries a little bit of trickery there, a little chance on the edge of the middle penalty area. Williams standing in front of him with hands behind his back for fear of a handball. Coming in from the right side, that's in front of goal. Hoof clear by Ryan Leonard. Just as I thought the striker seemed to stick his foot sticking the turf in front of the man. Morrison tangles with the defender, that's gone for a free kick. Well, Neil Harris was talking about who's going to be a hero. Unfortunately, Martin's become the villain at the moment with that error. That's the talking point of the Den. Unless he can change it in the remaining time. 9.5 minutes now left on the regular time of the second period of extra time. 26 minutes. It's been a desperate defensive rearguard action in extra time, having made those defensive substitutions so late in the game. All we can really do is try and see this through and take it to a penalty shootout, which remains an unknown quantity. We have no experience of penalty shootouts in recent times at the Den, so let's hope we can keep this one out. 26 minutes, right-sided corner for Brighton. Into the middle, it's far post, it's bouncing around. Space for the nine to take. Over the bar. Oh, took and turned and shot over the bar. Kind of a heart-stopping moment there, dear listeners. cloud arises from its slumber, almost Shelley-esque. Arise from your slumber, ye lions. One last effort. One last heave. Coming down our right side. Cuts inside. Danger, danger, danger. All across the box to the 19. Left side of the middle penalty area. Cuts back. Chance for a shot. We'll take the shot. Straight in the arms of Dave Martin again. Shot on target, but taken by the goalkeeper. 28 minutes. This is Ferguson on the right side. Takes and turns. Diving around. He's going to go for a throw-in, is it? Most have been played. Brighton's player down injured in the kerfuffle. Card. Who's he sent off? Ferguson sent off. Red card. No showing here, no. Mickey's saying he stamped on him. I didn't see it. Didn't see it well enough. And as ever, the customary round of applause for a red card at the bend.
Only four penalty takers we got on the pitch, I reckon, as well.
Almost certain.
This is going to take them.
We can't say it's not dramatic here, though.
No.
You've been pulling your hair out watching this back in Stockholm.
We managed to snatch bloody defeat out of jaws of victory. How the hell are we not winning this? We should be going home by now.
Just watching the Ferguson entanglement. He's gone through. Oh, he steps. Stepped on him in
the old cliche is frustration, isn't it?
The card straight there. Both sets of management weighed up who's going to be taking their penalties. Dangerous challenge on Ferguson. There it is, it's a penalty shootout. Wow. Both managers congratulating each other. Both teams are giving everything. Neil with a smile on his face. We had victory and we've snatched, not defeat yet, but we've snatched the penalty shootout from the jaws of victory, Aaron.
Yeah, it's disappointing. It's disappointing, but fair play for hanging on.
Yeah.
In that half an hour of extra time.
What's the very makeshift 11 out that's got us through half an hour?
Energy zapping. And I think if Neil Harris has taught, you know, people a lesson today, it's don't blow your load too early and don't make your subs too early.
There's a lesson for us all. Article in this month's When Saturday Comes talking about redesigning the football pitch, the shape of the penalty area, wanting to create a more kind of a D rather than the actual rectangle that we have since, well, whenever penalty areas came into force in the 1890s, I think. Looks like we'll be doing the penalties at the away end, which is not where we would have wanted it, but there we are. It's indeed at the away end, so it'll be in front of us rather than at the Colpo. Glenn Murray to take. Glenn Murray to take the first for Brighton. Both teams lined up on the halfway line, shoulder to shoulder. This goal illuminated in sunshine. So the striker was actually looking into the sun, which is an interesting thing. Glenn Murray to take the first for Brighton. The lottery of the penalty shootout begins. Here we go. He's hit the crossbar! He's hit the crossbar! Fucking hell! Ben Murray hits a crossbar. Always generous, the middle crowd.
The drama's not over yet.
Williams for the first Millwall penalty. The goalkeeper's in shadow and the striker is in bright sunshine. Anyway, here you go, Williams. 1-0 Millwall. 1-0 Millwall. Lions leading. Drama, drama, drama! Long trudge forward by the Brighton. Nine, is that? Number nine.
Sure he is, but he's not very well liked.
No. Nine lines up to take. bottom left. Coolly done. 1-1. Tony's going to take one. Takes a few steps back. And there's a penalty here. Tony takes. 2-1, Millwall. Neil Andrews, you're getting too old for this carry-on, mate.
I'm dying.
Stop it running a bit. Stewart's right, gone down the Millwall and stop it running
a bit. It's a bit late when they got to the penalty spot.
Only at Millwall. This is the Brighton number 10. Bright sunshine. Here we go. Nicely done. Top right hand. 2-0. Leonard's coming forwards. Pressure situation. Huge amount rides on it, actually. A lot of money rides on it. Ryan Leonard. Couple of steps back. Goalkeeper doing a bit of a jiggle on the... Nicely done. Bottom right. 3-2. Millwall.
Huh? Absolutely confident penalty taker.
I wouldn't face it, would you?
No, mate.
In front of our crowd, would you face taking a penalty in this situation?
Yeah, more than they would, I think.
I'm not sure I would. It's the 16 for Brighton. Yeah. 16 for Brighton. Here we go. Pressure on the 20. Buries it. 3-0. Marlon's coming forwards. Fair play to him. It's whoever's got the ball, they say. Whoever's got the ball. Marlon's got the ball. Huge penalty. Huge moment in Marlon Romeo's career, actually. This is a chance to go to FA Cup semi-final at stake. Here he goes. He saved it. Saved it. Oh. 3-0.
No, I told you.
Yeah, I know. He had the ball to go forwards, it was straight down the middle, and the goalkeeper kept a leg there, so it's deflected over the bar.
And in the words of his old man, back to life, back to reality.
Effectively sudden death from here on, wasn't it? Yeah, why no Morrison so far? I don't know. There we go, this is the fourth chance of Brighton to go 4-3 up. It's 4-3. Nearly got a finger to it, but there we are. It's gone in. Morrison comes on for the crucial penalty. There we go. Steve Morrison to tie it or lose it. Which is it? Yeah! Ties it. 4-all.
Why didn't he fucking take a fifth one? We wouldn't be doing this.
Sudden death. Here we go. Brighton... 5 has come forwards. Burrows it bottom left. Coolly done. Jake Cooper to tie it or to lose it. Here we go. Jake to take. I don't know what he's like at penalties. He's put it over the bar. There we are. It finishes 5-4 to Brighton. That's the end of that little dream, I'm afraid, dear listeners. But what a fantastic performance by the Lions. The crowd rightly applaud the players off the pitch. No. There you go. Always a lottery in the penalty shootout, and Brighton will see themselves as having dodged the bullet this afternoon. Hats off to the Millwall side. I don't know if there's anything much more we can say about the performance. It was as good as we could have given, and to lose it in the heartbreak of penalties is a gutty one. I don't know why they're playing Let Them Come. No, I don't know why they're doing that. The way our clubs run sometimes, Mickey, it defeats me, mate. But there we are. I'm going to say a big thank you to Aaron Paul.
Thank you for having me, mate.
Welcome. Big thank you to Doug Hume. Good flight home, mate.
Thank you very much. Game, sadly, we should have won.
And we have a dirty Millwall.
was a Sunday afternoon nightmare yesterday, dear listeners, wasn't it? After one of the most magnificent games in a long time at Millwall. I can't think of anything quite like it. I must admit, this little epilogue that I'm doing will be quite short for a number of reasons. Mostly because I felt physically drained and exhausted yesterday, and I never expected that game to have that amount of impact on me. I actually entered then yesterday, as I posted on Twitter, with a sense of a cricket-style free hit, you know, a cup game that was largely meaningless in the context of a season where we're league survival is our main priority. So I actually went in the ground yesterday with a sense that this doesn't really matter. But by the end of that gut-wrenching experience, the late equaliser, the extra time and then the penalty shootout. By the end of that, I felt like I'd been through the emotional mincer. Dave Martin, to his credit, it shows bottle to go online, has posted an apology to Millwall fans. A lot of supportive comment has come back towards him. Mistakes happen. Obviously, if that had been Jordan Archer in goal, I'm sure he would have been, a gallows would have been erected in the car park. But he's got a lot longer track record of mishaps, whereas Dave Martin doesn't have that baggage. Nevertheless, it was a heartbreaking moment to concede in almost the very last moment of the game, regular time, and it was a conventional cross that just slipped through his hands. These things happen, that's life and all the rest of it. But the sense of deflation within the stadium after that was absolutely palpable. I've only picked out one post-match posting for you, dear listeners. It's actually from the House of Fun website. It's one by a chap called Mill88. I'm going to read it all because I think actually it sums up everything that I would want to say. And I'm sure that you're thinking in the aftermath of yesterday's Titanic clash. So Mill says, now the calm has set in, I have nothing but admiration for our team. It was a fantastic display that showed glimpses of some good football. Marlon Romeo's getting better and better, linking up with Gregory for some deft touches, commitment in the tackle. Alex Pearce was immense, leading, organising. Even though Brighton play against the best teams in the country, we made them look ordinary for large parts of the game. He does go on. Morrison has done all he can do and should not play again. Pearce can pick up the leadership baton. I think that's true, Mill. And sad to say that Harris probably has got to go at the end of the season for Mill. Someone put the stats up about points we've lost through defending a lead and substitutions. And in all honesty, it is not good. Substitutions late in the game to defend leads don't seem to work for us. Mill concludes by saying, today we prove that we can compete. And given a manager that knows how to see a game through with substitutions that enhance the team rather than just defend for 10 minutes, we will see a team that is more than capable of competing in this league year in, year out. He's well proud of Mill today, and there's nothing but praise for Dave Martin, who should be the first choice on the team sheet. I think that's a fair assessment. The criticisms of Neil Harris are real. There's an aspect to his game management, if that awful phrase, that needs to be worked on. And it cost us yesterday. It cost us a semi-final trip where we would have played Manchester City. So as I think it was Richie Sadlier, ex-Millwall striker, posted, we probably dodged a bullet by missing out on that. So in the cold light of day, that was a magnificent Millwall display. There are signs of hope. There are question marks. And it was the most magnificent Millwall occasion I can think of in some years. My voice is going, so I'm probably going to call it quits there, dear listeners. So thank you for tuning into this special edition of Achtung Millwall. Arrivederci. And tune in Friday night for the Millwall fan show, Real Millwall fan show. Arrivederci, Millwall.
You've been listening to Achtung Millwall, the CBL Magazine podcast. That's the Millwall news this week, and we are out of here.